and metaphysical realm ballet. Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams they share, with intuition as their guiding cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl, metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Good morning. How's everybody today? This is Carolyn and Jay here with you, and we are Metaphysical Conversations. It's July 29th, and we are 30 weeks into 52. See, if you would like a reading today, you can call in to get an in-depth reading with us between 7:15 and 7:35 Pacific by calling 857-232-0155. The number again is 857-232-0155, extension 870-303. And Jay, if they want to have an in-depth question, how do we get them in the or just join the conversation, because we have a really great topic today for you. So you maybe just want to join the topic. Jay, how do they get in the?
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
You can join the conversation by heading over to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Clicking on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. Once you're there, that does open up a private Facebook group with the same name, 12radio. Once you send over your invitation, if this is your first time, you'll see our banner there at the top of the page. And you'll see a comment section underneath the banner, and that is where you can come join the conversation and put your comments, put your question, and of course, like Carolyn said, give us a call.
Absolutely, yeah, and join in. So today we're going to be really talking about trusting your intuition and you know, really realizing that, yeah, okay, I'm really sensing this, and so we're going to talk today about some tools and how to look at that, so that you can really make sure to trust what you're getting. And one of the ways is to listen to your body and to pay attention to physical sensations or your gut feelings, because they can be indicators of your intuitive responses. So listening to your body, listening to that gut reaction. And maybe you see an image of somebody on your screen that kind of is familiar to the situation, that maybe, you know, just says, okay, that person or that situation reminds me of this particular guy who used to rip off gas stations, you know, something like that. So then you would say, okay, that's kind of a helpful answer for trusting this person. Or, you know, so it's listening to your body, listening to what you're getting, the information you're getting.
And that's the practice comes in learning how to see or sense, I'll say, in the moment, those flashes of insight, those subtle cues that we're getting from our senses, like Carolyn's saying, and learning how to pick them up and then not overthink them or explain them away once we have them. It's learning how to build a library of understanding, basically, that's what the practice is, of what it is we're picking up or feeling, so that way when it happens again, then it will just like pop in, it will just be there, and we won't have to go through the process of fine-tuning and figuring it out. We'll just know. But part of the knowing is taking the time to like fine-tune and practice. Like, so I just want to share that part, because I know a lot of people think if you're gifted or if you have some kind of psychic ability, that you should just be able to like go in and like, you know, rapid fire, just, I got this one, I got that one, and it's just easy. And I'm not saying that we can't get to that place, but it usually doesn't happen overnight. I just want to give everybody a chance to like temper the pace in which you want to be good or great, just let that happen over time. That isn't something that we should rush through.
So trusting your small decisions is what, at first is probably a good idea. You start relying on your intuition for minor choices to build your confidence. And so,
Totally.
for instance, your phone is ringing. Of course, if it says Jay is calling, then you can't really do this. But maybe when the phone rings, you might guess who's calling you. You try to tune in on who's ringing the phone. Just little simple fun things for you to kind of practice with, so that you can get excited, about the fact that you're getting it. And so you're right, Jay, that just really kind of just the smaller steps can help you to feel like you're really building yourself well. And so I like that one.
Absolutely. No, I love your perspective on that, because it's real. It's happening. Clearly we have a whole radio station and website around it. But at the same time, it's can be like the air, where you can't see it, but you can feel it when the breeze hits you. And so it's the kind of thing that, because it can be very subtle like that, that's where it can take some time. And it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. And hopefully, through our conversation today, you'll be inspired, that if things aren't quite happening as fast as you would like in that department, that you won't feel like you're behind. Hopefully you'll be inspired and know that you're right on track.
Right. And the other thing is too, maybe that if you're like have a house full of kids, or if you have a lot of people around you, you want to also to practice on trying to find seek some solitude, because if you spend some time alone and connect with your own inner self and hear your intuitive voice, it's a lot better to that way to kind of know that you're hearing something clearly. If you have a lot of outside, screaming or talking or whatever it is that you might be experiencing, seek some solitude. Maybe even get out into the forest. Of course, not where I am, but yeah. So seek solitude. Another
That's a great
thing.
one. Well, and
Yeah.
for the empaths out there, it could be vitally important that you have that solitude, because if not, it can be so easy for us as empaths, those of us that identify that way, to pick up your surroundings, and then it can be difficult to tune into the finer frequencies when we're burdened with a bunch of other people's energy or feelings and
Right.
emotions.
Reducing the distractions. I mean, you've got to, so that you can really hear your intuition. We talked a little bit last week about dreams, and so the other one is trusting your dreams. It's another way to practice on trusting your intuition is trusting your dreams. Pay attention to them, and your intuitive insights they may provide for you, because they are there, and you may as well use them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we got into a great conversation last week about all the different kinds of dreams we can have and what they
Yeah.
potentially mean and how to interpret them. That's a great show to go back and listen to.
Yeah, that was fun. So let's see. Even though this is kind of, you just want to sometimes stick your finger down your throat, because it's like it feels so new agey, but you really want to practice gratitude, to say the word, to say those words, practice gratitude. But at the same time, you want to practice gratitude, because really focusing on what you're grateful for can enhance your overall well-being and strengthen your intuitive abilities. So you'll find that you're going to be a lot happier if you really outline it. If you really outline the gratitude part of your life, because it really does help to circle in on that. And then, engage yourself in some creative activities also, because as you do that, like drawing or writing or playing music, you can really, it helps you to access your subconscious mind. So take a little time out and be creative with yourself, right?
Totally. Well, and I want to say something about both of these. Gratitude, absolutely. I agree. It can be like roll your eyes, like, oh my God, how many times am I going to hear be grateful? But it's
Yeah.
not just about hearing it and rolling our eyes and being like, oh God, here again. It's the what everyone's pointing to is learning how to be in a feeling state that is complementary and works well with the current state that you're in the sense of like you are feeling excited about where you are. And if you aren't excited about where you are, then it's getting excited about knowing, okay, I don't know why this challenge or this horrific thing is happening to me, but I'm going to choose to look at it from the standpoint of why is this happening for me? And so even though, yes, I'm going to acknowledge the awful part or the challenging part, but I'm also going to acknowledge my power in it, and so that's part of the power of gratitude. And then when it's not like hot and heavy like that, it's also just learning how to get into that feeling state of feeling really good and learning how to be there and like and to just be grateful for the sun came up today. I had a great cup of coffee this morning. Watson just gave me a wonderful snuggle this morning. I got to get in a couple, 10 more minutes of sleep. Yay. It may seem simple, or like, so obvious that why bother? But it is in taking advantage of those little moments that we can exponentially take our energy up over time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be like a light switch, but it does happen over time when we put, energy into it and we put effort into it. What was
I was just reading.
the second part
I
that
was
was,
just reading.
go
Well,
ahead.
before I go to there, I was just reading something that reminds me of your snuggling with your baby, and it was just rolled over for a cuddle and forgot I'm single and I fell off the
Oh, shit.
So
Or you can laugh
anyway,
about it. Like,
yeah. So darn the luck there. So now I forgot what your question was. What was that, Jay?
What was the second or the next bullet point that you were mentioning? Because there was something else that I thought of for the second the last one you mentioned. I can't remember.
Who knows? Who knows what that was? Keep a journal is another thing. Because, and that's the other thing that that the you get to going on why do I have to go over this and over this and over this? But writing in a journal, it can help. And because you're documenting your intuitive thoughts and the outcomes and acting on them to recognize patterns over time, right? So that's one of the reasons you'd want to try that, to see if you can talk to yourself about any patterns you see around yourself, and really get into moving in the right directions through journaling, right?
Definitely. No, and it's a great way to get the spinny thoughts out of your head, is another part of that. And then, like Carolyn said, you can really start to see patterns. And also, one of the ways I like to look at the moon phases, and like how do I feel on the different moon phases, that's one of the ways I've been learning how to interpret astrology and how that feels. So there's a lot of different ways we can look at all this and look at how we operate over time and in different situations. It's also there that we can get a lot of richness. And when you can write that down and record it and go back to it in a journal, oh my gosh, that could be a gold mine of information. And before you go on, I want to just say hi to everybody here. Renee is joining us in the chat. She says, good morning, Carolyn and Jay, with a heart.
Oh, good morning.
And we got, it's great to see you, Renee. And we got Pamela. Hi, Pamela. She says, happy Monday, Carolyn, Jay, and 1-2 friends.
Oh, good morning, Pamela.
And it's beautiful to see you. And Quelly here, Quelly says, Grand Rising, Carolyn J, and 1-2 Family. Hello. Hi,
Oh, Quelly.
Quelly. Right? Renee says, great topic. Heck yeah. Carolyn thought of this one. She was coming in hot this morning. And Tara adds, we got a new puppy in my dreams this week. How fun is that? You'll have to let us know if.
In your dream or not in reality?
Well, it sounds like, yeah, in your dream. And now that was going to be my question. Like, does it now show up in your real world? I'm going to be curious if it goes from dream world to real world or if that just stays a dream puppy.
It sounds like a puppy is calling to you. You gotta go out and find him.
I know, when you said that, I see like a puppy like wanting to get up into your lap.
That's right. Oh man. So let's see, what else can we do? It just I maybe this one was it, Jay, the trusting your small decisions. So and making minor choices. Was that the one, the second part of the one that you were
I
talking about?
was, I think it might have been the one after that, but maybe not.
Well, anyway,
It's okay.
so
Well, if my intuition, it flashed in and flashed out, and so if it's meant to be, it will come back. And that's the other, that's actually a fun thing to talk about. Sometimes things can flash or come through so fast. It's like, what the heck was that? And sometimes that can be very frustrating because we can feel like we're missing something, or like, spirit just showed me something and I didn't catch it. Like, oh no, kind of a thing. And here's what I know to be true about that is if it's a real message from the Holy Spirit or from your higher self or your intuition, however you want to see that, that if it is meant for you to get consciously, it will come through again. It may not be in that moment, and especially if you get frustrated and mad, it probably won't come in that moment. But if you can just say something like, you know what, I know I didn't quite capture that right there, but I really want to just hold the space that that's going to drop in again. That's going to come back to me. And it normally will.
So really cultivating your self-awareness, that's what you're saying there, and understanding your emotions. So, in your thoughts and your behaviors, so you can distinguish intuition from fear or wishful thinking, right?
Yes, I'm
So,
just.
ooh, good night. Good morning.
I took a
You
drink of
okay?
coffee and it went down the wrong pipe. Sorry about that.
Oh no. So have a conversation with yourself and really interview yourself. That's a way you can really do it. And then see if it feels like something you're being called to do. Just through your interviews with your inner thoughts. Turn it into a reality is by listening to your intuition.
That's a t-shirt.
Replacing too, I said,
That's a
yep, go
t-shirt.
ahead.
Turn it into your reality, or
Yep.
how did you just say that? Listen to your
Oh
intuition and turn it into your
no.
in listen to your intuition and turn it into your reality.
That's right.
I
That's
like that.
right. My mind is not quite right. That park fire is, I'm just at the base of it, and so I'm still freaked out, from just the this probably just everybody around me I'm picking up on, because there's a lot of people in fear and worry and loss and everything else. So my mind is just not sharp this morning,
Well, do you
and
mind if we talk a little bit about that in just regards to how that's affecting you and your
Well, it's just,
intuition
I mean,
and
I'm in post-traumatic stress. I left last Wednesday, and when because it's like the center of it, where the guy dumped his car, on fire into the gully. It was about 2 miles away, and so when I called the firewoman, she said, "If it were me, I'd go now." She said, "This is going to be huge," and it is huge. It's like the seventh in the in the history or something like that. I
Oh
don't
my
know. It's
gosh.
big. It's
Wow.
a big one. Yeah. And so I went to a really nice hotel at 175 per night. Oh my God. And there were firemen everywhere. So I until I felt pretty good. I mean, I talked to a commander. I guess it was on Sunday, and he said that the fuel has been burned, to the north of me. It's been burned, and so it's going to be really hard for it to shift south since I'm at the base of the foundation of it. And so then I thought, okay. So the other reason for me leaving too, because I ne needed to make room for these guys. They need places to they need to be at the hotel, and I needed to make room. So I came back home, and but using your intuition too, you do have to use it there because it's like you have to really feel it out whether it feels right to go and go back. And the more I the even though I was in I've been in shock, really, I'd really been in shock. I got back, and it took a while. Just I mean I couldn't draw. But I have felt since I've gotten back safer by the hours. So I
Well,
made the right
it's even more
decision.
difficult
Yeah.
because with the smoke, the fire's still going, even though it's the danger of it being coming back to you is minimal and next to nothing, which is great. Still, the smell of smoke in the air, like it brings, just keeps all that, like keeps our senses on high alert because there's still that, danger in the sense of the smoke and the ash, and just it can be very traumatizing. We talked a little bit before we jumped on the air, and just there's a whole difference between a small fire that happens in one house for, let's say, for example, like what I went through, and that's traumatic enough, let alone having a whole community or mountainside or hundreds of thousands of acres. And thousands of houses potentially in the path, and that's a whole different kind of animal. And so I'm just grateful that you could even join us on the air today and be available to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a it, I mean, talk about walking in the forest. I mean, this is gone. Everything's gone north of me. It's just been creamed. So, it's a shock.
Do you have lots
But
of like redwood type trees, or like what is the tree situation by you?
well, there's a lot of pine trees. I don't know. I'm not sure what the Chico's known for. Many there it's like I think it's it, many kinds of trees. I guess the originally this woman who was the governor's or the mayor's wife was a wannabe arborist and had lots of different types of trees flown in. So it's all different kinds of trees, and but a lot of dead trees now too. So it's just really sad that, the spirit of this person to have done that purposely, or put
I
that
know. I
go
can't even
burn car
imagine.
into the, it's just, and then walk away so casually. He's in court today, I guess. But it's just, I mean, what the hell are these people thinking, that can do something like that? It's just awful. So, I mean, it's beyond awful. It's evil. That is evil. To put so many people in danger and loss, and devastation. It's
Well,
beyond
yeah, I mean,
words.
you're setting off like this. Well, you don't know what you're setting off. I guess that's probably, I don't know. I can't really speak for them. I don't know if I want to, but the thrill is the unknown of, how far it could spread or how big it could get. And that's the very thing that's like, oh my God, like, yeah, people and animals and plants and trees are all getting leveled. And it is just so, not that those things, thank God, nature can come back, but it doesn't come back overnight. And now it's gonna, be this thing that's gonna take some time. And also too, just going through that and going through it so closely and being so a part of it, that's also will take some time for that to come out of your nervous system. So, it's
Yeah,
definitely
so I've
wild, the
decided
whole thing.
not to fight it. Yeah, it's just at a certain point when you've had so much come at you like that, you just have to say, okay, I'm not going to work for the next few days, and just relax, and so it's because it's really, I can't draw. I mean, it's just you just can't. So, yeah, but back
Well,
to the
we're very glad you're
the.
safe and that you were
Yeah.
able to listen to your intuition both to go and also to be able to come back. And we're grateful that you have a
Yeah,
house to come back
God,
to.
you have to figure so fast when something like that happens too. It's like, okay, what do I want to take? So I was looking for my passport, right? And I couldn't find it's not its spot. And I was like a mindless, I just had no mind. And then I grabbed my favorite silks and I even took some statues, and then I unpacked them all on Sunday. So that, but it's all you're thinking of. You're looking at things, and you're thinking, "No, I'm not going to take that. No, I'm not going to take that." And it's like,
Well,
but.
speaking of that very question, when my mom's house was on fire and we were working on leaving, I had that thought, like if I could, grab anything, what do I want to grab? And I was just like, how do I make that decision in a split second? And I looked down and I saw my sister's computer and I was like, well, this is what I'm grabbing. And that's what I grabbed. And I ran out and she had a
Oh, that was
laptop.
a good thing. That
Yeah.
was a good thing to grab. That is a very important thing to have. I mean, as people keep everything in computers these days.
It's
Yeah,
true. So
and
that was like, it
yeah.
kind of answered the question for me because, yeah, it's like almost this impossible question. Like, how do you all of a sudden value all your valuables and decide, oh my God, what's the most valuable? Yeah, it's like kind of impossible questions when they come up. So that it's
Yeah,
not
you
easy
have
to do
to
that.
photo, even photos, like all my family photos were, I look back at the shed, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm like, paper photos are there. And, there's just no time to start to go into those boxes to find all of those photos. And then, but you have your memory, and anyway, it's a lot of decision right up in front of you when that happens, for sure. So
Definitely.
any
Well, thank
how
goodness
about let's
you made it through to the other side. Thank God.
yes. So anything happened in the chat room?
So we have a comment here from Tara. She says, "We shall see. I had a dream of animals before. I've got them before. My Raven Kitty came to me about a year before he came to us. This pup was a chocolate Frenchie. And my husband Sean was pretending he wasn't there. It was such a cute dream and puppy." And then she adds, "I'll let you know if he magically appears." Well, we definitely want to
Oh,
know.
you have to wonder. Is really that's a good. I mean, down to the color of the puppy. I mean, so I don't know about that. I feel like you're being called.
I know the
So.
color, the type, and even just something about Sean having that moment, that cute moment, and just that something about that really resonates with me too.
It's
And
very sweet. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you have to keep us posted. So,
so we have
yeah.
a definitely, and switching gears here, Renee says, "Sorry to hear about the fire. Please stay safe, Carolyn." Safe,
Oh,
Carolyn,
thanks,
she
Renee.
says.
Thank you, Renee.
And then
Yeah, and
Pamela says, "I'm so sorry to hear that, Carolyn. I can't even wrap my head around that."
yeah, it's freaky. It really is. It's freaky, and it's just the all of the energies of everybody, that you pick up on. It's just you just like you're in this total buzz situation because it's what's happening around you, and the worries and the devastation, and it's just anyway, it's awful. It's disastrous. So
It's
yeah. If any,
well,
if anyone, go ahead.
I was gonna say it's definitely all the things, and like you mentioned, because you're not only feeling what you're going through, but like you said, you're feeling the whole your whole area, like everybody that's a
Yeah.
part of it. Like you get so tuned in to that, and that's the part that can become extra overwhelming. But there's
Yes,
one more
yes.
comment. Tara says, "It is so devastating. There have been horrible fires around here the last few years as well. Half of them." Or half the town of Jasper has been lost due to the fires last
Yes.
week. So it's just unbelievable the devastation that's
Yes.
happening.
Is that where she is?
I'm not exactly sure where Tara is located. I don't. Where's the Jasper fire? Is that the one in California too?
I think that's farther up north. I think I'm not quite sure, but I thought it was maybe even Canada. I don't know.
I want to say Tara. I should know where Tara is at, but I think Tara might be from Canada.
Yeah, it's
Actually, yeah.
Alberta. I'm almost sure it's Alberta.
It's the fire season. It's interesting. The fire season this year is incredible. Like how many fires there are going on and have gone on, as well as how many rainstorms and floods. It's almost like one or the other's happening to you. Either you're getting so much rain you don't know what to do with it, or where the fuck's the rain because there are fires here, kind of a thing. It's just one extreme or the other.
Right. This is why we need to do something with the climate change thing immediately. I mean, this is just like, I really, this is just amazing I mean, you look at a map in California right now, and they are spotted all over the state, everything, the whole state. I mean, it's just bizarre. Yikes.
And it's
So,
early. I mean, it's only July. Like
I
I'm just like
know.
scared to think about
Yeah.
what the rest of the fire season will be like.
Yeah, and I didn't think Paradise would be evacuated again. I remember when I was at the grocery store after the Paradise fire. I had just gotten to Chico, and this guy says, "Oh, I'm so excited." He says, "I just bought a house." And I said, "Where did you buy it?" And he said, "Paradise." And I said, "Why would you do that?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm a contractor." He said, "It won't happen again." Here they're getting evacuated. So it's just, you have to, I mean, but people pay, they want to have the beauty, and I don't blame them. This beauty is be beautiful.
I agree. I agree.
It's like, but
It's a catch-22. And
yeah.
I mean, it's like the people that are in hurricane zones or tornado alley and they rebuild and they, have the potential of it happening again, or us with earthquakes. And it's like it seems to be this risk factor involved, and no matter where we choose to live. And I think that that's part of our conversation too, to talk about how. Part of how we can utilize our intuition and being able to trust that even in spite of these disasters that can come, that if God forbid they do happen, our intuition is going to help us get through it. And if it doesn't, it's also going to be the thing that can help us temper our feelings and emotions about it, and also help us decide like and sort out. Looking at how there's like those advisory or disaster like preparedness or what am I trying to say, like where they rate like the level of disaster of your area, kind of a thing. So instead
Right.
of like looking at that from a worst case scenario, it's like when we're looking at where we want to move, we can interact with our intuition and the land and ask those kind of questions, and be interactive. And so I just want to share that because that is a way we can utilize our intuition in a way that can be empowering and positive, as far as like looking at where we want to live, the potential safety factors, and if there are impending dangers like regular hurricanes or the potential for earthquakes, like can we it's like can we temper some of that using our intuition to make those choices? I don't know. That's
Absolutely. Yeah,
how I look at it.
I'm looking at buying again, right, and in another area. And this neighbor of mine had some land available in Magalia, and so I said, "I wonder what the fires are like there." And she said, "Oh," she said, "Yeah, same thing. They'll never, the fires have been through there." So then I Googled it, and it's like it's they residents have been evacuated multiple times just in the last 6 months. And then I Googled about Chico. And same thing with Chico, with it's expected to increase in fire danger. And then the next day is when fire happened. So it's
Unbelievable.
yeah, so it's like, yeah, Magalia is not it. It's right next to Paradise. And then I started thinking, oh, how about the Pacific Northwest? And so then I Googled Pacific Northwest and there's fires going on there. I mean,
It's unfortunately
good Lord. Yeah.
the temperatures are really changing. I know where my sister's at in the Pacific Northwest. It hasn't been as bad this year, but the year before they were had temperatures all the way up in the hundreds. And they had like over, I think, 60 days of no rain. And the trees, she said, were really struggling, like really, really struggling. So I know it is really rough on the forest, this heat that we're experiencing. And
Oh,
with
yeah.
little to no rain, it's just, it really is just drying it out so fast. So it's hard to even say it. I feel like it makes me want to cry even saying that, because it's like it is devastating when I just think about the drought that was happening here. It's like you could feel the ground dying. I know that sounds so crazy to say that, but you could literally feel like everything was just dying. And so it again is just so wild how we're having these extremes where there's either tons of rain happening or not enough. And hopefully we can get some balance happening.
Absolutely, yeah. It just takes some effort though to make changes and to probably we shouldn't be using the cars that we're using now, not waiting until the what is it, 2030, I think is when we have to switch over. But then I've also heard too that car batteries are even hard for the environment. That electric batteries are hard for the environment. So I don't really understand all that yet, but I think it's 2030 that we're supposed to ch be changing from gas cars.
Well, and hopefully
So
they'll fix the. I guess there's a new lithium battery technology that I believe that they're either recyclable or they're less taxing on the environment, because that's the other thing with the lithium batteries. It isn't great to have the electric cars, but that's another like issue they got to solve in the sense of the mining of the lithium and you like
yeah.
they are not really recyclable yet, so they're, that's an issue. So it's like we definitely have some things
Yeah, and that.
that we gotta like figure out.
And then what happens too if your car's not charged and there's a fire?
Oh my
It's
God,
just
I can't do
strange.
anything.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. I guess that's when you have a little electric motorcycle or something, and you just get yourself out. But it just really is. I mean, there's just so many things we need to be doing for the environment right now in order to help. It needs to be immediate. I mean, I can't stand it that we're waiting for until 2030 to do something about the cars. But if this is like the Earth is screaming at us, screaming. So,
Agreed. No, I know. I
yeah,
know.
yeah, yeah.
And let's see. Pamela has some comments about just that. She says to the dream that Tara had about the pup. She says, "Tara, can you dream me up a sweet little tortie?" And that sound. That's a. That would be.
What's a tortie? A tortie is a different kind of dog.
I think a
A
tortie. I think is a
tortie.
cat. If I'm
Oh, is that
not
a cat?
mistaken, because I think Pamela is. Team cat, but I could be wrong on that. You'll have to tell me, Pamela. Pamela also said I'm on the East Coast. So huge forest fires and earthquakes are just mind-blowing to me. Plus the heavy rains and mudslides too. You're a tough and hardy bunch out there. I think we all have to be these days, considering what we're all facing. and
Yeah, doesn't it seem it's so huge, the changes that we're feeling these days, and with all of the disasters. But at the same time, we gotta, we gotta keep ourselves, more empowered, I guess, is the word, because we need to be the strength for everybody else around, right? You need to really be there for everybody as,
totally.
as they're doing these, stalking situations. So,
Well, and
yeah.
if we're freaking out, we can't, or panicking, and it happens, but part of it is like coming back to center, because that's where we're going to hear that intuitive voice. That's where we're going to be able to be plugged in to know where to go or how to go in the moment. But if we let go into that state of panic or just being taken away by the moment of the fire in this case, that we aren't going to be a help to ourselves, and we're not going to be help to our family or our community or our animals or what we have to take care of. And so again, we can't control it if it's happening, but part of the experience when we are in those high energy moments is learning how to stay as calm, as counterintuitive as that might seem, but stay as calm as possible, because that's going to be where you're going to be able to hear your intuition the loudest. And then that way, the choices you do make and the actions you do take are going to be the most valuable, because you're doing it based on what is coming through your intuition, and not just when we get into panic mode, who knows what the heck we're going to be doing? We might be throwing our hands up in the air and running around and screaming, but that might be understandable, but it's not going to help necessarily with whatever we're doing.
And so, for instance, if you're deciding where to move, you don't want to just, pick an area that hasn't had a fire lately, and then you're, what kind of culture do they have? So you have to, it's like, you because you need people around you. You need to have, connections with people. And so you want to get similar lifestyle people that you have, so that you can connect on that level too. So it's all use your intuition every day and every second. I'm always turned on with that, and so it's the focus of it has got to be, used, and it's how I've gotten myself through everything. But anyway, it's I'm just not feeling very up today. So sorry, you guys.
No, I think it's tremendous that you're here, and I know the listeners appreciate it. I know I do, that you're here in light of what's going on. And hopefully, too, this has given you a chance to, in the moment, give the best of, in as far as trusting your intuition. And I think it's when we're in the challenging moments that we get the biggest kind of practice, or biggest opportunities to practice what we know and how to apply it. And
I think that's probably true.
we do have some more comments. Catherine is joining us. She says, "Good morning, Jay, Carol, and Carolyn. I'm just
Hi,
tuning in.
Catherine.
I'm sorry to hear about the fire. Sending prayers for all those that may be affected, including the wildlife."
Oh man,
Absolutely.
the wildlife, yeah, and the little dogs. There was just a story about some puppies, five puppies, and a dog that was, some guy went in with a helicopter and retrieved them. And it's like, wow, they were running down a road and they were retrieved. So what a great story that was. And there's big animal shelters and small animal shelters set up right out around the fire. And it's just poor babies,
Totally. That's very scary
that
for them.
can't be, brought with them, with the parents for some reason.
So
That's that.
Tara, she
Go
told
ahead.
us Jasper is 3 hours away from me in Edmond, Alberta. So
Oh, there
we
it
were right
is.
about the
Yeah,
Canada.
yeah,
And
yeah.
she
That's
does. Go ahead.
scary. Yeah, very scary.
It is. She has
It's,
close, I guess,
yeah.
friends that are really close, and so that definitely adds to the tension and pressure. Quelli's also sending prayers. She says, sending recovery prayers to all affected. And Renee says, early fire season you. Became a heat wave for most. Hopefully not any more people causing it. Well, hopefully, yeah. I know. I don't know what enters the mind of some of these folks, like this gentleman that
set this latest fire. I think he was on probation as well. So I think I've heard that. So it's like, what a sick person, a very sick mind to do something like that. So it's just, I mean, I think most of them are people started, right? Are they?
It depends. Other like, than the lightning strikes can cause them naturally. But arson is definitely an issue.
Yeah, it's terrible. I guess Paradise was started by PG&E, but
right. The wind can knock the power lines down, then they start sparking.
Yeah, they've really worked at replacing all of that though now, and that's a good thing. But it looks like it hasn't helped. It hasn't helped in the long run. So because they're still getting devastated now. So. Anyway, well, Jay, where can we get you this week?
You can find me over on 12listen.com, and I'm usually available in the evenings and afternoons, and you can always click the schedule an appointment button on my bio page if you don't happen to see me online. That lets us all know right away that you're looking for us, and I'll make myself available as soon as I can. And that is where you can find me. And Carolyn, where can they find you?
12listen. Whoop. And that's, from 6 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Monday through Monday, except for Monday when I'm on the phone.
Right. Well, you're live. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. So, you guys have a great week, and Mark Cousin is up next, so stay tuned.
Bye, everybody.
In the mornings, gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight with Carolyn and Jay, conversation so bright, in this cosmic realm where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.